We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bruchim Habaim, optimistic viewers. That is how welcome is said in Hebrew, a language spoken by around 8 million people throughout the world. It is a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotal and channel 21 through the cable provider Gonarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tianmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the European Union donates 1.9 million euro to assist communities in Jamaica. In ecology news, crucial information regarding the link between diet and global warming is made available on a website. In animal news, a mummy cat adopts 4 puppies. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 26, Indian mathematician Mr. Srinivasa Iyengar Ramanujan, considered one of the greatest geniuses of the 20th century, passed away on this day in 1920. He was born in 1887 in Erode, India. Mr. Ramanujan, a vegetarian, taught himself much of the mathematics he knew and was referred to as the man who knew infinity. He is recognized for his work in analytical number theory and as well as known for formulas involving partition function and prime numbers. Mr. Ramanujan later graduated from Trinity College of Cambridge University in the United Kingdom with a Bachelor of Science by Research. From 1920, this degree became known as a PhD. He was elected as the Fellow of the Cambridge Philosophical Society and also of the Royal Society, the National Academy of Science of United Kingdom. Mr. Srinivasa Iyengar Ramanujan's great contributions have influenced several areas of mathematics and have been applied to crystallography and string theory. May the brilliance of scientists like Mr. Srinivasa Iyengar Ramanujan continue to enhance our world and bring us closer to a harmonious and joyful planet.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association Relief News Update from North Dakota, USA. In late March, a state of emergency was declared in the U.S. state of North Dakota and areas of Minnesota when the Red River of Fargo, North Dakota, reached record highs. Thousands had to evacuate their homes. Businesses were also shut down, as officials and local volunteers employed 3.5 million sandbags to prevent flooding. On April 1st, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $20,000 to assist the most in need in North Dakota, USA. Supreme Master Ching Hai regularly asks for updates when such events occur. With Master's permission, we would like to share this latest report about the floods.
April 23, 2009, Most Merciful Master, regarding flood in North Dakota, USA. With the grace of God and the joint efforts of military and civilians, the Red River, once on the brink of severe flooding in early April, has been under good control and is being constantly monitored. After consulting with the local Red Cross, our relief team from the states of Georgia and Florida went to the flooded areas on April 5th. After a careful survey, we noted that the needs of the affected had been satisfied by the federal government, Red Cross, as well as other volunteers. Before we left, we checked the whole area again to make sure every affected one is attended well. Therefore, we didn't use Master's contribution of $20,000 for relief items, yet we believe that Master's kindness and love have reached the hearts of all citizens here. At present, the National Guard is ensuring protection of North Dakota residents through levee patrols, temporary shelters, and traffic control points. On April 13th, more than 1,800 military personnel were assigned to flooded areas across the state to reinforce anti-flood measurements by placing sandbags, operating pumps, patrolling levees, and forming quick reaction teams to respond to any that didn't hold. We appreciate Master's loving concern for people in need, and we thank Master for giving us this opportunity to care for the people. Love from Relief Team in USA.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know that the floodwaters in North Dakota are subsiding. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation, U.S. government, North Dakota Red Cross, the National Guard, military personnel, and all volunteers for your timely aid and caring endeavors to ensure the safety of the local residents. We also appreciate the unconditional love and support offered by Supreme Master Ching Hai. May everyone soon be able to return to their normal lives, as we pray that such dangerous events are minimized through our united efforts to better care for the planet.
Northern China shrouded by sandstorms. On Friday, yellow clouds of dust and sand engulfed the northern regions of China, leaving the worst-hit Guangxi, Ningxia, Xinjiang, and Inner Mongolian provinces with less than 100 meters visibility. According to the China Meteorological Administration, this is the largest and most widespread storm of the year. Health authorities advise locals to stay indoors. Scientists say the worsening sandstorms are a result of desertification caused by activities such as overgrazing and deforestation. We pray for the health and protection of all residents of the affected areas. Let us consider the impact of our actions as a way to help return the balance of our beautiful and fragile Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Today I call on donors to contribute through the United Nations Trust Fund.
International community donates for a more secure and stable Somalia. A donors' conference held on Thursday in Brussels, Belgium, concluded with a total of $250 million in donations, which was $90 million more than was expected. Among those in attendance at the meeting were Somali President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, representatives from 30 donor countries, and leaders from the African Union and Arab League. The European Commission was the largest contributor, pledging $94 million. The funds raised will go towards humanitarian aid projects, continued African Union peacekeeping, and expanding local police officers. Heaven's blessings, all donor nations, for your generous spirit towards Somali brethren in need. May the lives of the beautiful Somali people be soon graced with stability and peace.
Swine flu epidemic takes lives, causes school closures in Mexico. Mexican authorities closed all schools in the capital city and the central region following the confirmation of hundreds of human cases of swine flu. Mexico's health minister, José Ángel Córdova, announced that at least 20 fatalities are attributed to the dangerous virus, which has apparently mutated in such a way that it can now be passed between humans as well as being transmitted from pigs. According to the World Health Organization, or WHO, this virus has the same genetic structure as a new strain of swine flu designated H1N1, first seen very recently in 7 people in California and Texas, USA. At least 48 other additional fatalities are thought to have been caused by the virus, with an estimated 1,000 people who have thus far been affected. We thank the World Health Organizations and Mexican officials for your work together in quickly addressing this calamity. We are saddened by this unfortunate event and pray that we all make healthful food choices that are good for us, the animals, and the planet.
Charred meat greatly increases risk of pancreatic cancer. At the annual American Association for Cancer Research meeting in Denver, USA, researchers from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, USA, presented study results showing that those who ate the highest amount of charred meats had a 70% higher risk of pancreatic cancer as compared to those who ate the least or no meat. The 62,500 study participants were followed for 9 years, during which time they reported how much meat they ate and how long they cooked it. Many thanks, esteemed scientists, for informing the public of this highly dangerous aspect of meat consumption. We pray that cancer is soon unknown to future generations as more and more realize the benefits of the wholesome plant-based diet. Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountains to catch birds in nets, nor to the waters to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
New president elected for Arab Parliament. Appointed by the Arab Interim Parliament last Thursday, Libyan Member of Parliament Dr. Huda bin Ammar became the Parliament's next president. Dr. bin Ammar, who expressed her gratitude for the Arab members' confidence, will assume office on April 27th. The Arab Interim Parliament was established over 3 years ago to promote advanced cooperation between governing bodies of different Arab countries. Our respectful accolades, Dr. bin Ammar, for your new role. With Allah's grace, may your leadership enhance friendship and collaboration amongst all Arab states.
Save our planet. Drought-stressed trees sensitized to rising temperatures. A study at the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 in the USA showed that pinyon pine trees would lose their lives 5 times faster from an atmospheric 4 degrees Celsius increase in temperature. This was the first time that scientists isolated and studied heat as a factor in trees' fatalities during drought.
Professor David Brashears of the school's Natural Resources Department said the Biosphere 2 experiment is a critical next step to understanding how global climate change can trigger large-scale vegetation changes in dramatically short timescales.
Thank you, Professor Brashears and University of Arizona Biosphere 2 lab researchers, for these significant findings on the potential impacts of climate change. Let us act now in preserving the life-giving trees to restore our verdant ecosphere.
During a January 2009 International Global Warming Video Conference in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the importance of the choosing the noble way of life in order to save the Earth from the detrimental consequences of global warming.
Only now, when the planet starts heating up, then we begin to do research about the harmful effect of meat diet. So we all know that it's hard to quit this, but it's harder to lose our planet. It's harder to lose this only home for our children. If we have a choice to exchange that piece of meat for the whole planet and all the lives and everything else on the planet, all the comfort and the inventions, all the life that we're having, is worth it. But people must know Why? They must be informed. If people know what it is, why they should stop eating meat, I think they will stop right away. If they know.
Save our planet. Climate change talks in Italy lead to biodiversity agreement. At the three-day meeting in Sicily, Italy, the Group of Eight, or G8 industrialized nations, as well as nine developing countries, signed the Syracuse Charter. The accord, which adds to goals established in the original 2002 agreement, also ensures the G8 countries' continued financial support for biodiversity protection, even in the face of global economic difficulties. Host of the summit, Italian Environment Minister Stefania Prestigiacomo said, "We are all convinced of the urgency of intervening to safeguard our biodiversity. According to United Nations statistics, every hour, three species disappear from our world forever. This gathering is a forerunner to the December climate change meeting in Denmark. We respectfully laud you, signatories of the Syracuse Charter, for your commitment to protecting fellow beings and the planet. Our prayers for continued progress that will lead to a compassionate change by all nations to save our one and only Earth."
Save our planet. Pharma offers urban eco-haven.
Olac Caesar Vietnamese farmer Nguyen Van Ki set aside 2 hectares of land near the nation's capital city, where he replaced rice fields with several ponds, fruit trees, coconut, and bamboo, thus creating a safe haven for storks that now number 10,000, as well as other wildlife. Even in times of hardship, the devoted Mr. Nguyen insisted on keeping the land and offering shelter for the storks, who he discovered were landing in his coconut groves rather than others nearby, knowing that he would keep them safe rather than sacrifice them for food. Over time, with public recognition of his selfless deeds and the flourishing of the environment that now supplies his family plentifully, the Hongki Ecological Garden, as it has come to be known, today employs 20 workers and is visited by hundreds of people each week. A well-deserved Green Heroes salute, Mr. Nguyen, for restoring the environment and providing such a beneficial habitat for our feathered friends. We wish the exemplary Hongki Ecological Garden a bright future with continued flourishing of all co-inhabitants. Save our planet. On Earth Day, USA talk show host Oprah brings awareness to the enormous amount of plastic garbage discarded by humans that's lying in the Pacific Ocean, consuming an area twice the size of Texas and 90 feet deep.
Save our planet. Former Beatle and vegetarian Sir Paul McCartney signs a petition and calls for a complete ban on the cruel seal hunting trade ahead of an upcoming European Union vote.
Save our planet. Printer cartridges made with soy-based ink offer benefits over the petroleum-based counterparts that include ease of paper recycling, affordability, and sustainable materials.
I am Bayama, the water buffalo, and I enjoy a diet without any more products. Today, I have a tip on conserving the Earth's resources. If possible, please reduce the use of the electric garbage disposal. It will help lessen your use of water and electricity. In the USA alone, garbage disposals use about 500,000 gallons or 1,892,705 liters of water daily. Instead of using the disposal, save you leftover fruit and vegetable scraps for the compost. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, how about taking a look at weather around the world?
In world news, the European Union donates 1.9 million euro to assist local communities in Jamaica. The funds will be shared between six banana-growing areas as part of the Rural Economic and Social Infrastructure Support Project for Jamaica's traditional banana-growing parishes or communities. In each location, the local parish council will help to create programs suitable for the particular area. The projects, which will continue for 18 months, have the goal of increasing prosperity of the people of the regions. Our sincere appreciation, European Union, for your brotherly assistance to the citizens of beautiful Jamaica. May all people flourish on a sustainable and bountiful planet.
In Ecology News, website makes efforts to reduce global warming. Bringing individuals and groups together to heal the world is the motto of Veg Climate Alliance at vegclimatealliance.org. The site provides access to the vital knowledge that a worldwide switch to vegetarianism is needed to avoid climatic crisis. Veg Climate Alliance brings greater awareness by seeking the support of others, sharing statements from the media, and lobbying governments and international groups to encourage the veg diet. On the site, you will find an events calendar, a global forum, current scientific information, and a list of partners and groups from around the globe, and their websites. Our earnest gratitude, Veg Climate Alliance, for your devoted work in helping to save our magnificent planet. May more individuals and organizations adopt a plant-based diet to usher in an age of compassion and harmony. Up next on Noteworthy News, a feline mother of two adopts four orphaned puppies. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More wonderful news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for a graceful world. In animal news, a cat in Jordan raises four orphan puppies. Smeagol the feline, who lives in Amman, nurtures two of her own kittens and four adopted puppies. The extended family gets along very well together, with all the babies suckling. However, the human caregiver, Hamori, helps Smeagol out by giving additional bottles of milk six times a day. He said, "She cleans the kittens as well as the puppies. She treats them equally. There is no discrimination between them." Bravo, Smeagol, on showing us that love transcends all boundaries. And kudos, Hamori, for offering such a kind helping hand. May goodwill and affection be the language between all beings.
Time for some light-hearted humor with a joke of the day entitled Second Sight, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Two girlfriends met each other in a coffee shop. The first one said, "You know, I fell in love with my husband at second sight." The second friend said, "You mean at first sight, right?" The first girl said, no, when I first saw him, I did not know he was a millionaire."
And now for our viewers' hotline. The Leading Note Foundation's Orchestra Youth Music Program was a program on good people, good works on Supreme Master Television. The foundation helps disadvantaged children to learn musical instruments and helps to bring the joy of music into their lives.
A few days ago, I googled Leading Note Foundation and saw your film. It is absolutely beautifully done. You did a fantastic job and your narration is wonderful. The editing is really well done in that you get so much information in such a short time and it flows so well. The camera work too is lovely, and I have to say the whole thing brought tears to my eyes. It really touched me because you reached and shared the essence of the program so well. Congratulations to you. You must be very proud of what you did. Tina from Ottawa, Canada.
Loving Tina, we are glad you liked the program on Good People, Good Works. It is such praiseworthy work the Leading Note Foundation is doing, giving children an opportunity to experience the joys of music. May we soon have a vegan world in which all children can thrive in a supportive and loving atmosphere and fulfill their innate potentials. With God's blessings to you and your co-citizens of charming Ottawa.
Do you have a hotline today? We would love to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed being with you on Noteworthy News.
Lehit Raut, that means goodbye in Hebrew.
May your life be filled with bright smiles and peaceful moments. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Morocco announces plans to provide direct financial aid to all families in the Western Garb region affected by February torrential rains so that they may rebuild their homes.
Garden Brothers Circus is performing in Winnipeg, Canada, only without using any animals, and will donate $1 upon request for every ticket sold to benefit the Winnipeg Humane Society.
Researchers at Texas Christian University, USA, found that lizards not only bask in the sun to regulate their body temperatures, but also to ensure sufficient vitamin D production.
Sri Lankan traders of the Thambuttagama Economic Center and the farmers of the area donated 60,000 kilos of vegetables to displaced residents of civil war as they arrived in the region.
A child protection program in Morocco withdraws children under 15 years of age from working in the handicraft trade and instead provides them with education.
New York, USA theater group Our Time offers disadvantaged children free acting and singing lessons from professional actors to help them overcome speech impediments and improve self-confidence.
As citizens in countries like France and England are voicing their opinions against cruel treatment of hens in battery cages, major supermarket chains are no longer selling eggs produced from caged birds.
Japanese 100% non-alcoholic beer, Kirin Free, has become increasingly popular in Japan due to its authentic taste combined with a non-alcoholic content.
A U.S. researcher in Greenland stays alive 3 days in frigid sub-zero weather using survival skills he learned in his work for the National Science Foundation, or NSF.
Beirut, Lebanon, is honored as the World Book Capital City 2009 by UNESCO for its exemplary focus on tolerance, cultural diversity, and diplomacy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.